ice cream shop. I'm coming down the block. Open up ice cream shop.
Groundswell Radio on CKUW explores the best contemporary concert music from Winnipeg and around the world. Tune in Mondays at 2 and to hear it all again Sundays at 4. Groundswell Radio only on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Howdy, neighbor. We're doing it finally.
What are you doing?
Recording a promo for this show.
What show?
Oh, it's called the Gashly Crumb Tinies.
What's that?
It's an alphabetic radio show.
Oh, neat. When's it on?
Oh, Sunday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Cool. I'll tune in.
This is Debbie, your host of Active Voice, inviting you to join me Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. We feature Manitoba's vibrant choral community and voices from many different genres, times, traditions, and cultures. You're sure to find voices you love. That's Active Voice, Sundays at 2 p.m. at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Temple Tent Revival every second Saturday from 11 till 1 on 95.9 CKUW. Your musical brunch in the wide open tent where we're serving up platters both hot and chill from near and far, from now and from way back when. Tune into the TTR and revive a while with me, Old Kits. The menu's big and tasty, including jazz, global, and show tunes, composers, folk and blues, indie and new wave, electronics, and sonic tonics. Excellent, exceptional tunage, eclectically reflecting on local and world events. Drop in to enjoy some soon. Temple Tent Revival, every second Saturday, 11 till 1. Right here on 95.9. More on Facebook at Kids Temple. Well, hello out there, CKUW land. I'm here and I'm live, and it's Saturday, the 20th of July, 2024. It's time for the Temple Tent Revival. We're here every second weekend from 11 till 1. It's a musical brunch for your ears. We've got, today it's our post-folk fest, and, it's the dead of summer, isn't it? It's July 20th. The Fringe is on It's happening. It's on its toes. It's juggling. It's out there. We're juggling the shows. Kelly Hughes is here many times during the week and weekends, I guess. I mean, his show comes up right after this one, of course. Every time I'm here, every time Nicole's here, every time it's 1 o'clock, then you've got Kelly with his Ivory Tower program, but he's doing extra stuff for the Fringe Festival and CKUW. That is, he's reviewing shows and talking to... I don't know if he's reviewing shows. Let me rephrase that. He's covering shows. He's talking to the artists. He's interviewing performers and discussing what's happening all over the exchange and some other points, like, maybe even right here at the Asper Theater School. But anyway, so we've got some show tunes. We've got a lot of miscellany. We've got things for Disability Month. I heard the other day that this is the Visibility of Disability Month, getting it out there in the public eye. And, of course, the Olympics are coming right up, and right after the Olympics is the Special Olympics. So we've got some special tunes from some of my favorite performers who've excelled, exceeded, gone beyond and above and far and away with their skill sets. Amazing persons. But right now we just had a little folk festival type of thing going on that it was playing in the car on my way over, and I thought, well, now that would certainly fit the bill. This happens to be traditional, arranged by Jerry O'Sullivan from The Flight of the Green Linnet, a 1988 CD, Colonel Fraser. New Celtic music. So it says, I'm talking about the right one here. It does sound Celtic enough, doesn't it? Because it's actually a two-disc collection, The Best of Both Worlds, from Rykodisc, of course, World Music Sampler. And I've got something in the similar vein and a lot more local from Simpson's Folly. What? That's my folly. I think I just dropped the case on the floor. Should be able to make a smooth transition from Colonel Fraser right over to Megan's Daughter. Here it comes. Not as smooth as I thought it would be. How come we're not hearing it? Welsh traditional from Simpson's Folly. The album is 14 miles from Kildonan. Well, I haven't come that far. I'm a little ways from Kildonan, just over the bridge really and up the street. So this now and something else very soon. Also, I should like to take this opportunity to remind everyone we're broadcasting from the University of Winnipeg, which is found in Winnipeg, Canada, in the heart of Treaty 1 territory. Treaty 1 represents the ancestral homelands. We're here in the original places of the Anishinaabe and the Innu and the Nehiyawak, or Cree people, the Oji Cree people, the Dakota peoples, and Red River Métis Nation. And there's all kinds of exciting news regarding both the Dakota peoples and the Red River Métis Nation. So check your local listings for headlines regarding our ancestral and original territory peoples. Because still here today. Land back. Okay, Simpson's Folly. Folly indeed. Here we are from the Kildonans. This is Megan's Fair Daughter, Welsh traditional. Going out to everyone with a daughter, and everyone with a Megan, and everyone who's Welsh, and everyone who's listening. Hope you enjoy.
Golden haze in the meadow. cone is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Well, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yes, what a wonderful day. Look out there. You know I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Y'all come on now. Cattle are standing like statues. The cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eyes. She said, oh, what a beautiful mom. Day. I want y'all to know, I've got a beautiful feeling. I got everything. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way. My way. All right, y'all, do it to me. Such a wonderful day.
It's a beautiful day out there so far. The forecast includes the possibility of thunder showers and etc. again. But meanwhile, up here at the University of Winnipeg in the little booth, small but mighty, just like me old Kits, that was Ray Charles, of course, with something really beautiful from Oklahoma. Oh, what a beautiful morning. And from The Windmills of Your Mind, which I don't think the Thomas Crown Affair was ever on the stage, but the screenwriter, Alan Trustman, the screenwriter, has written an awful lot of great scripts. I'm going to just go with Jose Feliciano's script of the music, which was nominated, of course, way back when. That was a great year for songs from the movies. Oopsie-daisy, let me... put them on hold while we deliver what we're promising here, the windmills of your mind. Jose Feliciano from the 60s. Maybe it was 1970, and I still don't hear it. Oh, I know why.
Round, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, like the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple running silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore, leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. I've remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of a hair. Round, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, as images unwind. Like the circles that you find. In the windmills of your mind. In the windmills of your mind. In the windmills of your mind.
Mentioned the Olympics and the Special Olympics a second ago, and a lot of that win or lose that's going on in their minds. But here's a piece of music called Your Battle from Gaylin Lee, who I met at the Winnipeg Folk Festival a few years ago when she was performing at a stage where I had the pleasure of getting to announce the acts, and this is a pretty impressive act. Your Battle from Gaylin Lee. It's a great song. And she's up next right now on Temple Tent Revival.
Suck too bad. But he's playing,
see,
so it'll be okay.
You set it up all wrong.
Oh, wait, no. Okay.
You're right.
It's totally right.
That was terrible.
Okay, should I do it again?
Yeah.
This is a new tune, and I'm really excited for you guys to hear it.
That's better. All right.
I don't know the words for the song I want to sing you. I don't have you've seen or all that you have done. But if I could give you peace today, my battle has been won. You're weighted down with worry, you doubt what you are worth. You question if you'll ever know your place upon this earth. But if you saw what I see, a perfect person standing next to me, if you could kindly let yourself be, your battle would be won.
Now I've got something completely different.
That's why I was so positive.
Do I or don't I? We noted the passing of Bob Newhart, the most celebrated new comedian since Attila. As it says on the cover of this record, the button-down mind of Bob Newhart. The cruise of the USS Codfish, because we're going to just veer off in a slightly different direction now from the beautiful folk songs and whatnots. What have we heard up to now? Up to now being 11:23 a.m. on the 20th of July, Saturday morning, the year's 2024, if you need a reminder. And we started out with some world music from what was that fella's name again? Jeff, or I have to look it up again. Jerry O'Sullivan with Colonel Fraser, followed by Simpson's Folly, followed by Ray Charles, Jose Feliciano, and Galen Lee. And we've got some more variety music of all kinds, because that's what variety refers to, all kinds. Let's move into something lighthearted, like military topics. Nothing lighthearted like the military. Here we go with Cruise of the USS. Take it away, Bob. This is pretty amusing. Yo-ho-ho, we gotta do that again.
Silent service. And it's about the submarines. We have a show in Chicago called The Silent Service. And it's about the submarines and peace and war. They had one on about 2 weeks ago. And it dealt with this nuclear submarine, which went around the world for 2 years and never pulled into port. It was sort of an endurance test for the sailors to find out how they would react under these situations. And the whole thing was kind of summed up in the last 5 minutes by the captain of the submarine. And he gave an address to the crew just as they were about to surface after completing this two-year trip. And it went something like this. Men, I know you're all anxious to be reunited with your loved ones, in some cases your wives. But we have a few moments before we surface, and I've just jotted down some things that I think are kind of important. I wouldn't take the time if I didn't. First of all, I think we ought to give the cooks a standing ovation for the wonderful job they've done. So if you men want to stand now, and let's really hear it for the cooks. I don't think you men realize the difficult problem it is aboard a submarine to... You men want to stand now for the cooks? Come on now, men, let's let bygones be bygones and hear it for the cooks, huh? Look, men, I'm not going to surface until I hear it for the cooks. All right, that's a little better. Today, as we add another glorious page to the history of the USS Codfish, I think it's important that we reflect on some of the past glories of the Codfish. I don't know how many of you men know this, but the Codfish holds a record for the most Japanese tonnage sunk, being comprised of five freighters and 15 aircraft carriers, a truly enviable record. Unfortunately, they were sunk in 1954. However, it stands as the largest peacetime tonnage ever sunk. Our voyage has received a lot of coverage in the newspaper, and I'd like to present our side of it. I think our firing on Miami Beach can best be termed ill-timed. It happened on what they call in the newspaper business a slow news day, and as a result received a lot more space than I think it deserved, since it was the off-season down there. Man, I think you'll agree, I've been pretty lax as far as discipline is concerned, and golly, nobody enjoys a joke more than I do. But I would like the executive officer returned. Now, we've looked in the torpedo tubes, we've looked in your bags, and I mean, it's been over 2 weeks, man, and we're just damn lucky that it wasn't the navigational officer or someone real important like that. Looking back on the mutiny, I think a lot of the trouble stemmed from the fact that you men weren't coming to me with your problems. As I told you, the door to my office is always open. I think you know why it's always open. That was stolen. I'd like that return. It looks like the work of the same man. But since we started the cruise on such a low note, I think it's important that we try to end it on a high note. And to me, there is nothing more impressive in the Navy as a submarine breaks water to see a bunch of sailors in their dress blues as they come rushing up out of the... that hole there, and come to a parade rest. This to me is one of the men. I've just been notified that we'll be surfacing in just a moment, and you might be happy to know that you'll be gazing on the familiar skyline of either New York City or Buenos Aires. Is that I can't dismiss, man, that's all.
Yes, I am still here, and I was just fiddling with a couple of things because there's another little excerpt we could... But I can't get back to it. Where did they all go? I've moved everything around. So, while we're looking at these other selections, Well, here's Ha Ha. Yeah, that's not a bad one right there. Lily Tomlin with Bob Newhart on Rowan and Martin, which, of course, we don't really have the rights to here, do we?
Jack and I have often discussed on the show my...
Could call it a talking part, but maybe not.
The airlines are after me not to fly on their lines because...
Oopsie-daisy, I'm going to back her up, too. Here we go, Lily Tomlin with Bob. Still can't hear it.
You know what? In your latest movie, Cold Turkey, you play a role in which you try to prevent people from stopping smoking. You don't want them to stop. And because you work for a tobacco company. I wondered, what did you think of that role?
He just coughs and falls over. Does this one sound familiar at all?
Resting, but crowded.
This is also from television. He did two shows on TV long ago. One with Suzanne Plachette, one without. And this is how they ended the second show.
Honey. Honey, wake up. You won't believe the dream I just had. But don't you want to hear about it?
Suddenly, Suzanne.
All right, Bob. What is it?
Well, I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
I'm happy for you. Good night.
Nothing made sense in this place. I mean, the maid was an heiress. Her husband talked in alliteration. The handyman kept missing the point of things. And then there were these... three woodsmen, but only one of them talked.
That settles it. No more Japanese food before you go to bed.
Thank you.
Sunday's in Bamako. It's the day of marriage. It's the day of celebrations and parties and oh, les beaux dimanches. Amadou and Mariam, that was from their single, the Beau Dimanche rework. Ever Mahigo rework. And you're listening to Tent Revival. It's 17 minutes before noon. Oh, it depends which clock you're looking at. It's 19 minutes before noon. All right, there we hit on 18 minutes before 12 noon here in Central Daylight Time, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and Treaty 1 territory. You're with Campus and Community 95.9 volunteer run, more or less. We have a few people who make part-time wages and whatnot, and even a few full-timers here. You don't need to know what goes on behind the scenes. You're more interested in what's going on over the air. Les Beaux Dimanches, Amadou et Mariam, and also, I'll just refer back to Spinatron so I don't miss anybody. Dave Brubeck with Curtain Time from 60 Essential Recordings, and that's what we chose to follow off the Bob Newhart set, where we heard a couple of excerpts from television from Ronan Martin, where he coughed his way down to the floor from the last episode of the Newhart show, where he was had that guest house in Vermont or somewhere like that. But had a cute ending. He's a good writer, Mr. Newhart was, so R.I.P. And before Bob Newhart and the cruise of the USS Codfish from the button-down mind of Bob Newhart, we listened to My Battle, which Gaylin Lee performed at a concert she was doing for National Public Radio, I think it was, with who were they now? She was with I haven't got it in front of me now, so I'm not going to tell you right now. Maybe look it up if you want. Gaylin, G-A-E-L-Y-N-N. And Lee is L-E-A. Very special lady. Jose Feliciano we heard from before that with music from the Thomas Crown Affair, the movie. The details on the track say 1969, and I suppose it was 1970 was probably when the Academy Awards came around in the spring. And that was one of the nominated pieces of music, and another show tune before that from Oklahoma the Musical, but not from the musical, from a Ray Charles album, True Life. That was, oh, what a beautiful morning. And when I came up here, it certainly was. But the weather forecast for today, here in Winnipeg anyway, that's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I've got a weather page, but I'm not seeing any weather information. Ho, ho, ho. Alerts. I don't know. This is nothing but menus. And where did the usual weather page go? You can probably find it on your devices faster than me. Here, it's back again. The temperature now is 27 above. Winds are from the east, blowing at 7 kilometers an hour. The pressure is rising. It's at 101.8 kilopascals. It says here it's partly cloudy. Doesn't mention any rain at the moment. There's a 30% chance of showers. Says the early afternoon is sunny, followed by a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of showers in the late afternoon. Risk even of a thunderstorm. It is hazy. Yeah, it was hazy too when I came over here in the morning. And it's almost at the high. The predicted high for today is 28. But with all our humidity, you might expect that 28 to feel more like 35 above. Humidity right now is at 68%, and so we listened to Beau Dimanche, A Good Day for Marriage, and I think tomorrow should be beautiful according to this weather report. It says tomorrow the high will be 28 and mainly sunny. Also Monday, 28 and sunny, and then rain coming on Tuesday. That's when I'm back. I'm back on Tuesday with a little big tent. We're into the first decade of the 21st century now. We've been traveling through 100 years of jazz on a program we call Little Big Tent, which comes around Tuesdays from 12 till 1. Same station, 95.9, so tune us in then if you are interested in what was happening in jazz between the years 2000-2010. And then next month, and I must say the university is very quiet today. There isn't a soul in sight besides me, but in August things will start to lively up a little, won't they? And so we must be just right at the rear end of summer session now. They're just finishing their exams or something, but there's nobody here today that I can see. In August there may be, and we'll have some new themes, but here in the Temple Tent Revival. As for Little Big Tent, we'll be wrapping up the series at the we'll be finishing up the 100 years. So enough of that. Let's go back to, oh yeah, George Shearing. I went out and grabbed a George Shearing album, but well, we'll save that. Right now we've been talking about the weather. We've had thunderstorms on a regular intermittent basis, and hail and lightning. And this is Bobby Humphrey from, again, going back to the 60s and 70s, from the album Satin Doll. Rain Again, Bobby Humphrey, the woodwind player, here on 95.9 at 10 to, or 12 to 12.